السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي صاحب من الله تعالى bless you and Abba with عافيت. حضرت مفتي صاحب the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم أنا سليم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technician brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 18th of Ramadan 1446 in South Africa, Southern Africa and few other countries. However, majority of the countries today, Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, Aqsa and most other countries, it's already the 19th of Ramadan Mubarak today, that is Wednesday. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 24, Surah Nur, the Radiance and Effulgence, and verses 36, 37, and 38. In yesterday's lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us about the Nur and Radiance and Effulgence, and He, Almighty Allah, is the sole creator, exclusive creator of the sun, the moon, and the celestial and terrestrial creation. The entire universe, only He created it. No scientist, no government, no person, no professor. So remember that now, where will we get that Nur and Radiance and Effulgence? Hence, Almighty Allah teaches us, chapter 24, Surah Nur, verse 36, Fi buyutin, in the houses. So remember, this refers to the masajid, the mosque, throughout the entire world. I and my family, we built a masjid, for example. Beautiful, can accommodate 1,000 people, 5,000 people. But remember that every masjid, every mosque in the world does not belong to any government, does not belong to any person or family. Every masjid and mosque throughout the world belongs solely, only, exclusively to Him, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, wa anna al-masajida lillah. The masjid belongs solely, only to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter 72, Surah Jin and verse 18. So we must remember, we can be the trustees, we can be the directors, but the real ownership from the ground, from the land to the sand, and from the arsh to the farsh, and farsh to the arsh, from the land, sand, right to the skies and heaven, everything belongs solely, only to Almighty Allah. Chapter 72, verse number 18. So fi buyutin, so in the houses, adhin Allah, Allah commands you, an turfa'a, it must be exalted. An turfa'a does not mean that it must be a very, very smart building and structure and edifice. It means an tu'azzam, you must show respect to it, and that is compulsory. Surah chapter 22, verse number 32, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whosoever shows respect to the symbols and landmarks of Almighty Allah, that's a sign that that person has got taqwa through piety and Allah consciousness. Just take our mosque today. Every day you will hear in the mosque that the cell phones are ringing and becoming the hell phone, disturbing the imams, the leaders who are reading the prayer, and the musallis, the congregation. So these type of cell cell phones that come and make a record in a masjid, that person is cursed by Almighty Allah. That person is cursed by Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It shows lack of iman and lack of respect for the houses of Almighty Allah jalla wa ala. People like Israel and India, both haramis and both enemies of Islam and Muslims, who demolish our mosque, who go and cause harm to it. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us, chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 114, لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيٌ وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. For them in this worldly life is disgrace and humiliation, and in the year after a horrible, terrible punishment. And those people who close the mosque, whether it's the trustees, whether it's the maulvis, whether it's the sheikh or anybody else, for the plandemic and pandemic and scamdemic or whatever reason, remember that the same ayat and verse will be applicable to you. It's not your father's house. If there's a virus, the virus is there in your shop, in your surgery. In the masjid, in the mosque, there's no virus. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. Ahabbul biladi ilallahi masajiduha. The most beloved place to Almighty Allah jalla wa'ala in this entire world is the mosque, is the masajid. Wa abghadul biladi ilallah. The most hated and detested place by Almighty Allah, remember, is your shops and your malls and your bazaar. That are the places you will find all the vices and virus and so forth. So we must get our facts straight, and therefore we will go to the masjid just now, and we enter the masjid. What we say, Allahumma iftah li abwaab rahmatik. O Almighty Allah jalla wala, open thy doors of mercy for me. So the special mercy descends on every mosque that belongs solely to Almighty Allah and is propagating the truth. And turfa'a, it must be elevated and exalted and respected. What must you do in the masjid, in the mosque? Wa yuzkara fiha ismuhu, and the name of Almighty Allah must be taken. We read the Quran Sharif. We say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa la akbar. We read salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all that is zikr, remember that. Yusabbihu lahu, and the best time to make the be and glorify the name of Almighty Allah. In the masjid, fiha, in the buyut, lahu refers to Allah. Fiha, in the masajid, in the buyutillah, bil ghuduwi wal asal, during the morning time before fajr, after fajr, and wal asal, in the evening, after asr, before maghrib. That are the times that we should be engaged in zikrullah and du'as and so forth, not kill time. All men and the women, you're not going to go to the masjid. So, and the mosque, you pray at home. So that place of yours will become the Mubarak and honorable place. Rijalun, they are such men. La tulihim tijaratu wa la bay'un an zikrillah. That they are business and trade. They are selling wa la bay'un an zikrillah. Does not divert them from the remembrance of Allah. In their shop, in their job, in their farm, in their factory, they are still busy with zikrullah. Go and see people now in Ramadan, in their shop, in their factory, they are reading the Quran Sharif. But today we do that only Ramadan time. We're supposed to be doing it throughout the year, that our mosque, our masjid, our madrasa must be the hub of activity, not only for salat, for zikrullah and everything else. So wa iqami salah, you must establish the salah. You must read the salat yourself on time, and you must make others do the same. So why is salat called salat? As-silatu bayn al-abdi wa rabbi, the link, the connection between slave servant and Almighty Allah. We can never come close to Allah without salat, wa ita'i zakah, and the payment of zakah. Why is zakat called zakat? Zakat means numu, growth. And remember, the more zakat we pay, the more barakah, blessing Allah will give us. Wa ma ataytum min zakatin turiduna wajallah fa ulaika hum mudrifun. Whoever pays his zakat solely only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, that person will be rewarded multiple times, manifold times in this world, in the year after. Chapter 30, Surah Rum, verse 39, the Romans. And remember that zakat is tahara, purification. Our hearts are saturated with the love of wealth in this world. When we pay our zakat in cash or kind, the love for wealth will decrease. The love for Allah Jalla Wala, the love for Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will increase, and iman will be enhanced. يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ. They fear the day of justice. That day, the hearts, تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارُ. The hearts and the vision and eyes all will start rolling and turning. Remember that. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. You will see people on that day, they look as though they are drunk and intoxicated, but they are not drunk and intoxicated. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابُ Allah is shadeed, but the punishment of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is very, very severe. Chapter 22, verse 2. Go open Surah Hajj, chapter 22, right in the beginning. So why does Almighty Allah want? We must do all this here in this world whilst we are alive. Daily we must be in the masjid for the men, and you women daily in your musalla, your prayer room, namaz room. You are there on time to perform your salat. Make zikrullah liyajziyahumu Allah, so that He Almighty Allah will reward them. Ahsana ma amilu, the most handsome of reward, the maximum optimum reward they will receive. وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, and He will grant them a bonus out of His grace. The jannatis, the people in Jannah will be settled, and the people dispatched to Jahannam, the jutlas and the mushriks and everybody else, every non-Muslim who is sane and mature will be dispatched to the hellfire, everlasting doom and gloom for him or her. Then Allah will address the people of Jannah, do you want anything else? Tell me, ask me. They will say, Ya Allah, everything we just desire immediately, instantly is there. What more can we ask for? Allah says, no, there is one more thing. We'll ask us then. Allah will say, Ru'yat Bari Ta'ala, you saw makhluk, you saw creation, now see your Khaliq. See your Allah, see your Creator. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ladhatan nadari ila wajhikal kareem. Ya Allah, we beg of you. We have the pleasure of seeing thy honorable countenance, of seeing you. So that is the greatest gift Allah confers on the people of Jannah. That is why yazidahum min fadli, that Almighty Allah give them an extra bonus out of His grace, remember. And minimum once a week, they will see the countenance of Allah on a Friday. Others will see every day. Wallahu yarzuqu, Allah gives the sustenance and nourishment, not because Trump the donkey says, or because the war criminal Netanyahu and his cabinet the haramis, the swines, nay. Wallahu yarzuqu man yasha, Allah gives rizq to whomsoever He wishes. Man yasha bighayri hisab, without any reckoning. Allah gives them more and more and more. So always ask Almighty Allah. Do not go and beg people. Beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. It is not our degrees that will increase our sustenance. It is the decree of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We need to understand it from the inner recesses of our hearts. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, and internationally, globally. Today, 18th Ramadan, 1446, in South Africa, 19th Ramadan, in most countries and cities throughout the world. Israel murders and martyrs more than 400 people there in Gaza, majority of them women, babies and children and civilians. These are the swines, the pigs they are, that are Israelis and Jutlas. And that Quran has said so. Remember chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse number 60. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرُ Allah made their forefathers into pigs and into swines and into monkeys. If you don't believe in this, you're not a Muslim. So understand this. We don't have to apologize to anybody. We don't have to go and bootlick anybody or curry favor with anybody. They are what they are, not the chosen people, the cursed nation, and forever they will be punished, whether it's by Hitler, whether it's by Houthis, whether it's by Hamas, or whether it's by Hezbollah, all age, and they go to hell. Another age. That is what is taught for them. And they injured more than 1,000. They say they want their 59 hostages that are there by Hamas. What about the thousands of our Palestinians that you have arrested without any justification? Detention without trial. Administrative detention for the past 80 years approximately. We have no sympathy, any empathy for any Jutla anywhere in the world. He dies or they put the bullet through him or her. For that matter, we got no sympathy. Let me be honest about that. They can go to hell for what we care. International condemnation of Israel for their war crimes, and the world are seeing who the real terrorists are. More than 100 children were killed in that blast, in that bombing that took place. BB wants the war. This is the Haaretz newspaper. BB, the war criminal, I'm saying. BB wants the war to continue so he can remain in power. Majority of Jews, Israelis, do not want the war to continue because they lost against Hamas. Did you ever wonder why they say no Hamas, no Hamas? Because Hamas beat them by their own admission that there are 100,000 people injured and there are 15,000 soldiers dispatched to hell forever. Alhamdulillah. Ben Gwer, the super terrorist, Harami, he rejoins the apartheid terrorist government of Israel. The UN report on sexual abuse against the Palestinians is horrifying, that they abuse the boys, the girls, the men, the women, and sexually, that is Israel. They can bomb Syria, they can bomb Lebanon, they can bomb Gaza, and they say they are right, not only right, they are the only victim. Therefore, we tell them, go to hell with your Holocaust. Hitler was right on many issues. We agree with him regarding homosexuality, pornography, interest. On that 3 points, we agree with Hitler. For what the hell must we apologize? Russia not agreeing to a 30-day ceasefire unconditionally. He, Putin, told Trump, I want all these conditions. All you allies of Ukraine, you must stop supporting them militarily, economically, and otherwise. Then we can talk about ceasefire. EU, the European Union, is trembling because Trump is making direct contact with Putin and is already changing, going more towards Russian side compared to his allies. The Chief Justice Roberts of America criticized Trump, who wants to impeach a judge, that Trump thinks he is a tin-pot dictator. He can do what he wants to, take Panama, take Canada, take Greenland, and then tell South Africa, small little country, and we are beating you. We got a track record that's better than you. Trump, you are the first felon. You are the first criminal to be in the White House. Shame on you, Trump, and shame on you, the Americans, and you who voted for him, 77 million. You must be idiots to vote for such a donkey. So remember, several Teslas, cars, they were burnt yesterday in Las Vegas. Anybody cause harm to Trump or to his administration or to Musk or to Israel, we will support them. So they burned so many cars in Las Vegas, all the Teslas. This was done by the people. They committed arson. Very good. 40,000 Jutlas assembled and gathered in Tel Aviv to protest Netanyahu and say you got no right to fire him. B-A-R. So does Ba say I'm going to spill the beans? Every secret of his, of Netanyahu, I will expose. You see that? So now they are with him and they're dead against Netanyahu. India redrawing the electoral map. Now they want to put where the Hindus are and the Hindufta, so they will all vote for Modi and the BJP. So already they're cooking up the elections and all that there. In India, you're Muslims because you're fast asleep. That's the truth. 80%, 90% of the Muslims don't know whether they're coming or they're going. Got no shame and this devil. Look at the Arabs. Look at the Muslim leaders. No shame, nothing. You must remember that. So, speaking worldwide. So, Muslims fast asleep. So, remember Aurangzeb, Rahimahullah, the great leader of the Muslims. These Hindu terrorists in India went yesterday to try and desecrate his grave there in India. So that is what they want to do. O Muslim, Quran Sharif teaches us, chapter 5, verse number 82, that remember your worst enemy are the Jews and your worst enemy are the Hindus. Chapter 5, Surah Maidah, verse 82, the last verse of the sixth Supara, the six Jews. And remember, we never said every Jew, we never said every Hindu, but we definitely are saying majority Jews, majority Hindus, our arch enemy. Look at the unholy alliance between the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel and apartheid India today, how they treat the Muslims as second, third, fourth class citizens. So you should know that as well. Hungary, I agree with that President, Prime Minister. He says no pride march here. We don't believe in LGBT. At least one guy in Europe got his brains properly. So other guys' brains are at the bottom, you know, not on top. So they say Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, Madam and Eve. This guy in Hungary says, we're not hungry for this bribe. So not allowed, you go for marching for pride and LGBT, we lock you up. Well done to the leader there in Hungary, in Budapest. We agree with you. Lock them up, throw the keys away. Thereafter, big protest in Caracas. Caracas is the capital of Venezuela. They're saying, why the hell are our 200 people arrested in a notorious prison there in El Salvador? They must be released. They committed no crime. But Trump trumpeting away. He deports whoever he wants to. He brings in the White House whoever he wants to. What the hell is Elon Musk doing there? What is Elon Musk likely doing there? But because he gives him money, gives his party money. Money speaks all languages. Money is sweeter than honey, you know. So these are the haramis, you must remember. Certain towns and cities in France and Belgium, they're giving out chickens free of charge. Why? There's an oversupply. So they say, take it free of charge instead of us destroying it. So at least that much sense they got. If you know about apartheid, the Boer, the white man, they used to have surplus of so many things, oranges and fruit and what. You know what they did? Instead of giving to the non-whites and the blacks, as they used to call us, they would go and dump it in the ocean. Go read the apartheid history. Then you will know the crimes they committed against humanity. And today they want to tell us. And who was supporting apartheid? The same America, the same Britain, the same Western whiteies, the ones who are supporting Israel. Remember that. Margaret Thatcher said in 1983, the ANC is dreaming of coming into power. 94, Mandela is president. So that is what they do. And when Israel falls and there's no more Israel, then they will speak of democracy and human rights. Bunch of hypocrites and racists they are. The biggest thugs, you must remember, they want to come tell us about Afghanistan. What the hell are you doing to the women of Palestine? What are you doing to the children and babies of Palestine? And that you try and justify. So that is there. Mexico, no more bullfight, where you kill the bull. So that's a bull story, you see that? So now they banned it, that there will be bullfight, but you can't be killing the bull and using that special sword and all that. China very happy with the demise of the Voice of America. They say Voice of America used to make unnecessary voices and talk a lot of nonsense. So sometimes the Trump is scoring so many own goals, inshallah, America will collapse, Israel will collapse, and all those Arab tanpot dictators, haramis, murtads will collapse. So African news, listen to it, cry, my beloved country. This year is a shocking statistic, but it's true. South Africa last year, they lost 155 billion, 155 billion US dollars due to power outage. DC, direct current, AC, alternate current, ANC, and no current. You see that? So that is what happened. Multiply it times 20 if you want to get the rain value. And that will tell you that we have become a banana republic and a failed state. Budget 2025, not yet passed. You must remember that. More than 30 million spent on Stilfontein, on the illegal miners and Zama-Zamas. So you see, that is where we spend money, in all the wrong places, because the police are corrupted, the politicians are corrupted, and the government is corrupted. End of the era for pick and pay. Pick and pay, you Muslim. If you go through Iman, you must stay away from McDonald's. McDonald's haram. KFC haram. Starbucks, another shaitan. Pick and pay shaitan. Woolworth shaitan. All those who support Israel. For what must you go there as a Muslim? So there Allah disgrace them. Raymond Ackerman. You see that? Another jutla, if you know the history of pick and pay. So now a slow demise for them. We say good riddance, remember that. The Muslim Woman magazine is out. All of you, go purchase it. It's just 25 rand. The latest edition, and it is April. And there's a wonderful article there regarding your children. Which school should they go to? Should they go to government school, independent school, Muslim school? Where must they go? Go read it. So we say the only way you will save your child's iman is you do homeschooling. All these others will not work in the long term. Go read it. Very good article, mashallah. Salman Yunus Maulana will be the siha with Maulana Zahid Khan. This morning, 8:30 to 9, 11 to 12, bliss of marriage, 1 to 2 tafsir. It's Wednesday afternoon. Make special dua after Zohar Salat. Allah dismantle the American regime. Allah destroy and dismantle the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel and their supporters. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.